Yo, what's up, guys? So I see another questionnaire written by Throw Away Your Lust. It revolves around gaming, and as quite a big gamer, it's right up my street, so I thought I'd give it a go. You'll have to bear with me a little bit. I have looked at them and thought at them a little bit, but yeah. So, level one, the character. Which video character would you say you're most like? So, first thing that came to mind was probably Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. Just because she's quite sweet, but she's like a badass. Not that I think I'm a badass, but I'd say I'm pretty chill, pretty mellow, pretty, I'd like to say I'm nice, pretty. I wouldn't say I'm sweet, well, I don't know. but I will fight your ass if you fuck with me. Actually, no, probably not. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's freaking, yeah. What video character do you idolize the most? So, I thought about this a little bit, and I'd probably say, sorry, I'm playing with a pen, so you hear me like doing that fidget a lot. I just need to like play with things, but yeah, sorry if you can hear that. What character do I idolize the most? I'll go with Sylvanas from World of Warcraft, or Warcraft in general. Because she's got a really interesting backstory, and she went through all this stuff. If you follow her at all, you should know her story, but she's just such a badass. Yeah, she fights for her people, kind of thing. If I could live the life of any video character, who would it be? It's quite difficult. I'll go with Link, because he gets to go on mad adventures and fight shit. I'll probably be terrible about fighting shit. Actually, that's probably a terrible answer, but I can't really think. These questions are quite difficult to answer. I'll go with Link, because why not? In a video game version of Hunger Games Battle Royale, which character would you emulate to ensure your victory? Again, I'll go with Sylvanas, because she's just a fucking badass bitch, and she would fuck everyone up, and you know she would, like, fucking, oh, Sylvanas, though, you know, she's so fucking cool. Create your own character, what would your character name be? So, it would be my, like, gamer tag that I use for almost everything. I don't want to reveal what it is. It's a bit of a rubbish answer, but this is the name that I've used for years, and I don't know, I think it'd just work well. What are your abilities? Pick two. So I'll go with, I'd like to be super strong, and as well as super intelligent. I don't know if they're really abilities. I mean, I can be like strong, I can like brute force, but I can also intelligently get out of any situation, I guess. I get a partner in my journey. What's your character psychic like? I like animals, particularly I love reptiles. I'll go with, I'll just get myself a giant talking lizard. Like Spyro. I love Spyro as my psychic, why not? Fuck yeah. Level 2, the world. What game universe is my favourite? So probably the Warcraft universe, just because it's so rich with WoW. There's so many stories. Each main, well, there's so many, like, it don't have, like, a main character, as per se. There's so many big characters in the universe, and they all have such rich lore and stories, and, yeah, it's great. Which video game universe do you think you'd thrive in the most? Cooking Mama, because I just get to sit and cook. honestly, I don't think I'd thrive in any gaming universe. I don't know. I'll go with man. Can I just be like in any universe and I'll just like be an NPC that sells bread to you or something? It kind of leads on to the next question. If I could be an NPC in a game, which video would you choose and what would be your role? I'll go with WoW again, and I just want to be a chill little friend in the city, so I get to see all the bad shit that's going down, but I'm safe in my little town until someone comes and fucks my shit up. If I could combine two universes in one game, what two universes would it be? Ooh, I would love, actually, this is hard. These questions on. I'll go with WoW and oh my god, I'm struggling so much. I'll go with WoW and Hyrule because I love them both. Smash them together and create a beautiful I don't know. To be honest, whatever, yeah, sure. That. Put five video games to character. So I'll have Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. I'll have Sylvanas, naturally. We'll have Sheik, or Zelda, but Sheik. Tetra. We'll have both, we'll have Tetra, and we'll have Sheik, because, and I'll go with the female shepherd from Metal Gear. Not Metal Gear, fucking hell. Shepherd from Mass Effect. We'll go with her as well. So we've got five independent, strong bitches that don't need no man. They just fuck shit up, man. If you could create your own universe, what would it be like? I would love, like, this is probably, like, a generic answer that a lot of people would want. Like, a Harry Potter universe. Not Harry Potter, as per se, so I'd like a nice mix between, like, medieval but magic. So, a little bit like how Game of Thrones is, but more magic and more dragons. And fucking mages and wizards and shit everywhere. But yeah, there's still the normies, like knights and stuff. I don't know, like, I guess it'd just be like Skyrim, I guess. Yeah, sure. The story. The character I was making, what would be their backstory? Ooh. I would love, like, so she'd be a street rat that, she taught herself to fight. This is a really, like, generic, yeah, she'd be like a street rat, she's grown up on the streets, taught herself to fight. Had to like, had to like fight off males that tried to take advantage of her, but she didn't have no shit, man. She didn't have that shit. And yeah. What would their role in the universe be? She will be this awesome badass bitch that, defends defends other women, and I sound like such a, I'm not a feminist. I just like to point out I am not a feminist at all. But she just fights all the injustice of men in the world, and she protects women, and yeah. But again, I'm not, I swear to God, I am not a feminist. where am I? Romance or no romance? No romance. Nah. Not about that life. Would your character have a happy ending or a sad one? How about a sad yet happy? Oh, actually, it'd be cool if she had like, it wouldn't be, it'd be neither per se, it'd be like, maybe it'd be like bad for her, but she's happy about it. Kind of like, she saved the world, but now she gonna die to do so, but she's happy about it. Something like that. It's a bit generic like that. My favourite game. Oh, sorry. Level 4. Typical questions. My favourite game is The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, because I just loved it so much. I just, when I was young, I just really liked going like adventures all the time. I used to run around the park. I had such a, like, a crazy imagination when I was young. I'd always be like running around making up little adventures for myself. Even if I wasn't playing with other kids, I'd just be like running around on my own with my little like stick sword and stuff that I'd made. But yeah, Zelda like kind of gave me that adventure that I wanted. Sorry, Wind Waker. I don't know, it just, the world seemed so big and vast to me. Like, I remember this, that overwhelming feeling that I got when I was playing it, because it was just so much to explore. And I don't know, it just awoke that, like, well, it didn't awake, it just kind of like filled that need for adventure that I had. I don't know, I just loved the game so much. Like, it was just so, I don't know, it was just amazing. And I don't think I'll ever get that feeling while playing the game ever again. I loved it so much. Most influential game in my life. I don't know if it classes. I kind of want to say WoW, but it's not really influential. It probably changed my life the most because I was very shy, and through playing WoW, I started going on voice comms and stuff, and my confidence grew, like speaking to people and such. I made so many of my deep, like, closest friends that I have now through playing WoW. Yeah, like my close real life friends. I'm part of this, I'm part of a few like communities of people that I've met, and yeah, just, I don't know, I've just met some amazing people through playing WoW. But influential, it's probably, again, it'd probably be Wind Waker. I love the character Tetra, because she's just such a independent woman. And when you were young, you didn't really see that much in games. I know eventually, like, if you've ever played Wind Waker, you know what happens. Like, she just kind of become this damsel, but not really. I don't know, I just connected with Tetra so much. I don't know, yeah. The game I've played the most, that again is probably WoW. Got a lot of time in WoW, but I've also played a lot of Dota 2, and most recently Overwatch. Got a lot. I was in Overwatch. But for like a single player game, it probably would be Final Fantasy 7. I've replayed so many times. I remember one playthrough I did of it, it was 80 hours. But then again, it could be Wind Waker as well, because I have a lot of time on that, and I've replayed and played that so many times. Also, Final Fantasy VIII, I've played and replayed that so many times. Actually, my gaming tag is a I won't say that, because it'll give myself away. But, yeah. What do I value the most in a game? I go with... So... I'd say the story or the narrative. Yeah, I'd go with the story and the narrative. If a game's got a great story, I'll play it. It could have little to no gameplay, like I really love the Telltale games, like the Walking Dead Telltale games, and the Wolf Among Us as well. I loved what's it called, Life is Strange. I loved that game. Shit, what's it called? I forgot what it's called. What's it called? No. It's a really popular game, and I've just completely like blanked what it's called, and I loved it. It's very recent. Well, oh shit! You can like play it any way you want. Like, you can kill everything, or you can. I'm gonna have to look up what it's called. I can't remember. Steam. Begins with T. Oh gosh, how I've forgotten what the game's called. Why am I blanking so much? Okay, Undertale. I don't know how. I kept wanting to say I knew it had tail in it, and I kept wanting to say Telltale, but that's obviously the game developers. Yeah, sorry, Undertale was an amazing game. Yeah, so short answer, narrative. Recommend one game for you. There's a really amazing game called To the Moon. It's such a sweet little game. I cried so much playing it. It broke my heart. It was made quite a few years ago now. It's quite a short game. It's only about 4 hours long, but it's amazing. I recommend it to everyone that should play that. Yeah, I've got loads that I could recommend you, but play To the Moon. It's great, amazing game. But yeah, I kind of lost myself a little bit. I struggle so much answering these. Sorry for rambling, and thanks for listening. Bye.